It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Senator Chris Gildon is with me. So, Senator, can you give me some background on the capital gains tax proposal in the state legislature this year?
This year, at the request of Governor Inslee, Senate Bill 5096 was introduced, which would impose a 9% tax on the selling of long-term capital assets or on receiving Washington capital gains beginning January 1st, 2022. The argument goes that this tax is needed because Washington's tax code is regressive and unfair, and that our state budget is in real trouble due to all of the COVID shutdowns. They say we need additional sources of revenue. They also say a capital gains tax is constitutional because it's an excise tax rather than an income tax. The other side of the argument says, no, our state budget's not in trouble. It's pretty robust. In fact, we have sufficient revenue, despite all of the shutdowns, to fully fund government without any additional revenue and without cuts in services to those in need. They say our state budget has grown from around $30 billion a decade ago to about $55 billion last year. It is by no means an austere budget.
I know you believe a capital gains tax is not only unconstitutional, but also the first step in implementing a graduated income tax in Washington state. Explain that.
This capital gains tax is really just a ruse. It keeps focus on this smaller issue while the larger strategic issue remains hidden. You see, everyone knows this is an unconstitutional tax. And if passed, a lawsuit is certainly going to follow very quickly. And that is exactly the plan. You see, as backup data, the IRS and I believe about 49 other states clearly define that capital gains are treated as income in the tax code. Furthermore, the Supreme Court has already clearly ruled that income is property, and as such, it must be taxed evenly, meaning everyone pays the same rate. So the question is, why is this tax being introduced? Well, they're introducing this legislation this year in hopes that the Supreme Court, once the lawsuit is filed, that the Supreme Court will reverse its previous decision that income is property. If that happens, you can bet the next step will be to introduce a graduated income tax in Washington state within the next 2 to 3 years. So while you may not be personally affected by a capital gains tax today, you will certainly be affected by a graduated income tax in just a few years. It will touch every single working person in our state.
All right, so what's the bottom line?
I do not believe we need additional revenue to balance the budget. We do not need new taxes. This tax is a ruse. There's a long-term strategic goal at play in order to implement a future tax that will certainly affect your pocketbook.
State Senator Chris Gildon. Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.